Episode 49 of the Ferris Podcast of them all. Joshua Ferris is here rolling with you today. Like I said, episode 49. Man, it's crazy to think that like over a year ago, we started this. We're cranking the episodes out. We're having fun while we're doing it. You probably notice in the background we have some news music. Because today I'm going to be talking about something that has been in the news. Of course, COVID-19 has been in the news for over a year now. And honestly, most people are getting tired of hearing it. That's just kind of where we're at. People are just done with it. Unfortunately, it's still around. It's still here. It's still a thing. And it's something that we all have to deal with as a society. If we want to get past it, we all have to come together, do our part, and put it in the rearview mirror and move on. But we can't do that if we continually disagree and fight over petty nonsense. So on today's episode, episode 49, I'm talking about the COVID vaccine controversy. I'm sure you're all up to date on it, but I'm going to give my take. We're taking it back to our roots a little bit, and I am providing the fairest take of them all here on this issue. Here's how I kind of view it. The three different COVID vaccines that are out there are like the three teams in Pokemon. And if you're not familiar with it, there are three teams in Pokemon Go. It's pretty basic. I compare the three vaccines to each team here. Everybody is always on the Pfizer train. They're like Pfizer family, Pfizer gang. Yeah, the Pfizer vaccine, that's where it's at. That's Team Valor. That's the red team in Pokemon Go. Because everybody wants to get Pfizer. If they want to get the vaccine, they want to go to the red team. Because it's the best. It's the best one out there on the market right now. And then second, you know, you have Team Mystic. That's the blue team. It's like, they're good, but they're not the best. They don't compare to Valor. But they're all right. You know, blue team is good. They're a close second. So that is definitely Moderna. Because Moderna is effective. You know, a lot of people are going that route as well. However, you hear several people say they have some side effects after they get their second vaccine shot. So it has some downfalls to it. So Moderna is definitely Team Mystic compared to Pokemon Go. And then, of course, you have Instinct, the yellow team. Really, it's just there. You know, nobody wants the yellow team. Nobody's like, oh, I definitely got to be on that team. They're definitely the third tier team. And the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is the third tier vaccine. It's not as effective. It's a one doser. And now there's reports of blood clots being related to this vaccine. So obviously it's bottom tier. Nobody wants it now at all. So it is definitely the yellow team, Team Instinct. And honestly, there are some people out there who will say all of these vaccines are terrible. You shouldn't get them. You can't be trusted. And, you know, if that's your opinion, that's fine. You can have that opinion. It's different than mine. And that's okay. I think, you know, we all need to do our part. People, you don't see people saying, well, I don't trust the flu shot. You know, I've never had a flu shot because I've never had the flu. But I'll go out and I'll get the COVID vaccine, not to protect myself, but to protect people who can't protect themselves, to protect the elderly, people with underlying medical conditions. And that's really what it's all about. However, I do have a problem with kind of the controversy surrounding the COVID vaccine. I could definitely see why people maybe don't want to trust putting it into their body. There's not a lot of research of long-lasting effects yet because it is so new. I totally understand that, and that's a valid reason. But I would encourage you to do your research and your due diligence on what research has been done and the information that is out there, because there's more out there than you realize. I would encourage everybody to get vaccinated. Granted, you choose what you want. I'd definitely probably not go Johnson & Johnson right now. As like I said, the research is showing that there could be links to some side effects there. but I would go with the other two, as there hasn't been many negatives reported, if any at all. So, you need to do that. But where the real issue lies with the controversy here that is unsettling to me and has been in the talks is requiring the vaccine. You know, I'm a big believer in freedom, and I think when you start mandating that this has to be done, you have to do that, you have to wear this, you can only go out during this day and this time, you're taking away freedom a little bit at a time. And at what point is it too far? What point do you just take away all freedom? Because ultimately, when you look at it, these mandates and rules and regulations that have been put in place throughout the last year slowly chip away at individual freedom. Now, again, I'm not saying if these mandates are put in place, you should riot and cause an uproar. I'm not going that route. What I'm saying is we, as a society, need to collectively come together and decide what is the best way to move past COVID-19? What is the best way to keep everyone safe while still maintaining our freedoms? There will be people who will not wear a mask. There will be people who will not get the COVID-19 vaccine. Power to them. That is their freedom, and that is their choice. That is when we start getting into problems, when you have other people who have different views will bash the other side. I'm not a fan of that because ultimately that's only going to create more controversy. It's going to create more troubles and more problems. We have to find a middle ground and come together on this issue. We ultimately do. Really, at the end of the day, we can bicker back and forth. We can argue over and over. We can say, wear your mask, take your mask off. It really doesn't matter until we get past this issue. We've got to decide how to not lose our freedom, but still maintain safety for everyone. And there had been talks of requiring the COVID vaccine, and I have issues with that. My issues with that, you know, there are some vaccines when you're born that you are required to be able to go to school. And, you know, I honestly don't really know how I feel about that. I think everybody should get vaccinated, you know, measles, smallpox, all that. You should definitely get vaccinated because then we don't have to worry about those diseases. But with something like COVID-19, it has been proven that most people who get it turn out fine. They don't have many long-lasting effects. They don't die. There are several people who have, which is very unfortunate. But majority of people are not. But, you know, same with the flu. We don't require the flu vaccine. We don't require people every year to go get a flu shot. But there's talks about requiring people to get a COVID-19 vaccine so they can fly, so they can go to a baseball game, travel on a cruise ship. I have large problems with that because it ties into the freedom piece. We're going to tell people, well, if you don't do this, then you're not allowed to travel. You're not allowed to leave your house. You can't go eat in a public restaurant. You can't do this. You can't do that. I mean, how long would that list get? How far would we let that go until there's an uproar about it? Because unfortunately, it seems as if that's where the tides are heading. Nobody's stepping up. Nobody is coming to the plate to find a middle ground. And we have a lot of people just following. And again, not everybody can be a leader. Some people have to follow the leader. But when is enough enough? You know, I'm getting vaccinated. I have one dose already done, getting my other one in the next couple weeks. That's my choice. I made that choice. And I believe that's how it should be. If you want to put your faith in modern medicine and you want to try to do your part, it should be your choice to do so. If you don't want it because you don't believe you would ever be affected by COVID and you don't really care and you're skeptical about what could be in the vaccine and what the long-lasting effects could be, there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion, because that's your choice and your freedom as well. But the requirement is where the controversy comes in for me on the COVID-19 vaccine. There are some cruise ships that have already said they will be requiring it. I have a problem with that. I would, even though I'm getting vaccinated, I don't think it should be that way. I don't think you can mandate that people have to do something like that. when it's far too early in the process to even know what will happen. I think it's very risky, and it's not safe at all. I don't think it's fair. And like I've said five times already, it chips away at the freedom. And I have a big problem with that. So even if I got vaccinated and I want to take a cruise, I probably wouldn't travel on those cruise ships that are requiring it. Because again, I just don't feel like that's right. It has been stated, though, the White House has come out and said, as of like last week, so this is pretty fresh, the Biden administration has declared it's not requiring Americans to have a vaccine passport, which I believe is a good first step. We're not going to require you to carry proof that you've been vaccinated. They also said they're not going to have a federal mandate on vaccines that require everyone to obtain a vaccine. It will be up to the private sector. So we're making ground there that it is going to be up to the individual. And I believe there's still some talks about like a vaccine database that could be about, but there has also been talks that they're not going to do that. So that's still kind of fresh. The Biden administration says they're not in favor for it, but there still are other people who are. So it's yet to be determined what will happen with that. You know, I don't necessarily have a problem if they want to keep track of who was vaccinated, but I think that opens up the field to a dangerous area, because then you can say, well, you weren't vaccinated, and we know you weren't, so now you can't do this. So I'm kind of skeptical on that. I really think it should just be, at the end of the day, left up to the individual. If you want to get vaccinated, go ahead. If you don't, don't. There's nothing wrong with either way, whatever you choose, in my opinion. Because it is all a personal choice. It's how you live your life. It's your lifestyle. You know, the land of the free. We're all free to make the decisions we want to make as long as they confine to the law. And there's nothing wrong with that. So although there is COVID-19 controversy about, well, you have to have a vaccine to travel. Will you need to have a vaccine passport? Will there be a database determining this? You know, if they still are concerned, if there's businesses, if there's sporting events or whatever really concerned, you know, don't require a vaccine passport. Just require either, you know, you can require documentation proof that you were vaccinated or documentation of a negative COVID-19 test. You know, if you really want to eliminate the spread, even if they don't want to get vaccinated, just have them get tested. Show the results, you know. Because we can go on and on about all of the controversy surrounding the COVID-19 vaccine. And one that I do want to dive into for just a little bit is the whole microchip. Oh, they're microchipping you if you get vaccinated. That's honestly the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's the fairest take right there. That's dumb. It's honestly ignorant. Because honestly, do a deep intake right now. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably listening on your phone or your computer. You probably have that. And if you're not, you're listening some other way, which I don't know how. And you have your phone or computer with you. And you've used your phone and computer within the last hour. I guarantee it. Let me tell you, that's all tracked. That's all monitored by the government. How do you think? It's all monitored by businesses, too. How do you think when you talk about different things, all of a sudden, boom, it shows up on your timeline. You see ads for it. It's because the government knows. They're already tracking us through our phones and our computers and our TVs. It's pretty common knowledge. So if you're that concerned about a microchip telling the government where you're at, quit carrying your phone. Quit carrying your computer. You're already being monitored. It is what it is. That's how it is. But the whole microchip thing, you know, one, there's not a microchip in there. There's no way. Two, even if there was, what difference would it make when they already know where you're at? They already know who you are. It really makes no difference. There's nothing that you can hide that isn't already out there. Unless you live 100% off the grid, there's no way your information is not out there. And that's just how it is. So the only reason you're not getting a COVID-19 vaccine is because you're afraid you're going to get microchipped? I'm here to tell you right now, the controversy surrounding the microchip is absolutely ignorant. Let it be. It's not in there. And you're already being monitored anyways. That's just how it is. Because this is just proof of this. There's a TikTok trend out there where people tell a dad joke. They like slap a counter and they go, and do a little crazy walk while they're doing it. I had never seen that TikTok at all. Didn't know it was a thing. Didn't know it was a trend. I'm at work with my coworker and she's talking about it, trying to explain it to me. I was like, I've never seen it. So then we literally pick up my phone and we both start talking into my phone and say, TikTok where guy tells dad joke, slaps the wall and goes, And we just kind of talk about that TikTok for like 2 minutes. Then I open up my phone. I click into TikTok. I scroll to the third TikTok on my For You page. And it's one of those TikToks. That's proof right there. Also, I've been thinking about getting a tie rack for my ties. I look up tie rack and decide, no, I'm not going to get one. And then all this week, I have seen multiple ads for different tie racks. People know what I want. People know what you're talking about. Regardless of this so-said microchip that doesn't even exist. Now, we've covered a lot about different controversies surrounding the COVID-19 vaccine. I want to end the show just by bringing everybody together for a couple minutes. I've said in multiple episodes in the past, we need to agree to disagree. We need to stop political shaming. We need to do both of those in the times we're in now. We've got to stop political shaming and we have to agree to disagree. There are many different opinions out there on COVID, on the COVID-19 vaccine, on the administration in office right now. There are a vast amount of opinions on everything in today's society, specifically around those topics as well. And I'm here to say it is okay to have different opinions, but it's not okay to shame those people who have different opinions of you. Even if you are 100% right, and there's proof out there to show that you're 100% right. Educate the other side. It's your job to create awareness. For whatever issue that is important to you, be an advocate for it. Don't berate people who have different opinions. You know, if you see somebody not wearing a mask, and if there's evidence and facts out there and you firmly believe that's the right thing to do, don't call that person stupid. Don't call that person a problem in society. You don't even know what their thoughts are, what their opinions are. Maybe they forgot their mask in their car. Maybe, this sounds crazy, but maybe they can't afford a mask. You know, even though it may seem something really cheap, you have no idea the person's situation. No clue at all. So we've got to end all this judgment. All this negative stigma around certain people on both sides. This goes both ways. Calling people sheep because they wear a mask and they want to get vaccinated to protect not only themselves, but family members, grandparents, so on and so forth. That's a problem. Like I've said, both sides need to come together on this issue. Because with both sides, we can create a safe environment. We can also maintain our rights and our freedoms. We can't do that. We can't do both, I should say. We cannot do both without both sides. Without all people coming together, controversy will overwhelm everyone if we fight and bicker and jaw back and forth time and time again on these issues. In a recap, I said it once, I'll say it again. We have to agree to disagree. Educate the other side. Listen and learn together. Grow together. Do what you want, as long as it's legal to do so. But do what's best for not only yourself, but for others. This is the time in society when we need to learn to be selfless. Many people have lost that skill, but it's time to bring it back. We can get past this as a society. The light at the end of the tunnel is fast approaching. But it will take cooperation, time, energy, effort from everyone, both parties, both sides, majority, minority, everyone. It doesn't matter. It will require everyone. And I know I've went through a lot in this episode. I've talked about the Pokemon Go teams and how they relate to the COVID vaccine. I've talked about the microchip. I talked about a vaccine passport. You know, all I want to say to wrap up the show is it's going to take everyone to do something. I want to have a safe environment for not only myself, but for everyone else out there. I also want to maintain freedom for myself and for society. So it'll take work. It'll take time, but it can be achieved. Personally, I encourage people to get the COVID-19 vaccine. I believe it's the right thing to do. And if you disagree with me, that's okay. I'm definitely open to hear you out and talk about it. Because I try to practice what I preach. Even if I disagree, I will hear out the other side. I will also try to educate the other side as well. And that's how it needs to be. And that's the fairest take of them all on the COVID-19 controversy. Until next week, you know, hang tight, live life, try to do your part. Even if it's not getting a vaccine because you don't feel comfortable with it, find a way to do your part and make a difference in the world. Because I don't believe one person can change the world. That's not realistic. But you can change their world. Find a way to make a difference for someone else.